Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Enrolled Agent Exam Study Guide by Jordan Ellis is a test preparation book aimed at candidates for the IRS Special Enrollment Examination, the exam required to become an enrolled agent. Positioned as a practical study guide rather than a dense tax reference, it focuses on the areas the IRS actually tests individual taxation, business taxation, and representation, practices, and procedures. The book appears designed for busy tax professionals and serious exam candidates who need a structured, efficient review of the SEE content. Its format emphasizes short chapters, plain language explanations, exam-style multiple-choice questions, and study strategies that help readers organize their preparation around the real exam structure. The overall purpose is clear to help readers understand tax rules as they are applied on the exam, build confidence through practice, and reduce wasted time on material that is less relevant to test performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the guide organizes the IRS SE into the three tested exam parts. A major strength of this book is its alignment with the structure of the enrolled agent exam itself. Instead of treating tax law as a single broad subject, it separates preparation into the three SEE parts: individuals, businesses, and representation, practices, and procedures. This matters because the exam does not reward generic familiarity with taxation. It tests whether candidates can handle specific problem types within each section. By matching the study flow to the exam framework, the book helps readers build mental boundaries around each topic area and reduces confusion between, for example, individual deductions and business entity rules. That structure also makes the guide more usable for targeted review. A reader who is weak in procedures can focus on that section without rereading unrelated material. In exam prep, this kind of organization is valuable because it supports both broad coverage and selective reinforcement. The book, therefore, functions less like a textbook and more like a map of the test's actual logic. Secondly, plain English explanations that translate tax rules into exam-ready understanding, the guide is positioned as accessible and practical, which is important in a subject as technical as U.S. tax law. Tax exam prep often fails when it relies too heavily on code language or overly academic explanations, leaving candidates with memorized phrases but weak applied understanding. This book appears to address that problem by using concise chapters, plain English definitions, and real-world style examples. That approach is useful because the SEE commonly presents rules through scenario-based questions rather than abstract theory. Readers need to know not only what a rule says, but how it changes the answer to a client's situation. Clear explanations also help reduce cognitive overload, especially for people studying in short sessions after work or between client demands. The result is a guide that prioritizes comprehension over ornamentation. In a high-stakes exam setting, that can be more effective than a reference that covers everything, but makes it difficult to retain what matters most. The pedagogical choice here is practical clarity, not exhaustive theory. Thirdly, extensive practice questions and answer explanations as the core learning engine. The inclusion of more than 450 exam-style multiple-choice questions is one of the book's most important features. For a professional licensing exam, practice questions are not an accessory. They are the main way candidates learn to recognize how concepts are tested. The value is not only in repetition, but in the explanatory feedback. Full answer explanations help readers see why the correct choice is right and why the distractors are wrong, which is essential for moving from partial familiarity to reliable test performance. This is especially important in tax law, where two answer choices may seem plausible, unless the reader understands the exact rule being tested. The question format also helps train pacing, because candidates need to answer accurately under time pressure. A large question bank lets readers diagnose weak areas, revisit those topics, and verify improvement through repeated attempts. In that sense, the questions are not just review material. They are the mechanism through which the book converts reading into exam readiness. Fourthly, focus coverage of IRS procedures, representation rights, and Circular 230 ethics. The third part of the SEE often distinguishes strong tax candidates from those who only know substantive return preparation. This guide gives substantial attention to IRS procedures and representation topics, including audits, examinations, appeals, collections, liens, levies, installment agreements, offers and compromise, taxpayer rights, power of attorney, and ethical duties under Circular 230. That coverage is important because enrolled agents are not only expected to understand tax calculations, they must also know how to interact with the IRS on behalf of taxpayers. Procedural knowledge can be decisive in exam questions because it involves timing, authority, and compliance rules that are easy to confuse. Ethics matters as well, since Circular 230 sets standards for professional conduct that are part of the credential itself. By treating these subjects as central rather than peripheral, The book reflects the real responsibilities of EA practice. It also prepares readers for the parts of the exam that are less about arithmetic and more about judgment, authority, and compliance. Lastly, study planning tools built for working professionals with limited preparation time. Another distinguishing feature of the guide is its emphasis on efficient study planning. The book is clearly aimed at candidates who are balancing exam preparation with jobs, clients, and family obligations, so it provides strategies for realistic scheduling, time management, and identifying weak areas. This is an important design choice, because passing the CE is often as much about consistency as raw technical ability. A candidate who studies in short, focused blocks needs a guide that supports incremental progress rather than demanding long, uninterrupted sessions. The mention of timed mini-tests and an online question bank also suggests a more active study model, where readers alternate between learning and self-assessment. That can improve retention because it forces retrieval practice instead of passive reading. In a crowded exam prep market, this practical orientation is what gives the book value. It tries to reduce friction between the candidate's available time and the exam's breadth. Yes, the result is a guide that is not just informational but operational, helping readers structure preparation in a workable way. In conclusion, this book should appeal most to candidates preparing for the IRS Special Enrollment Examination, especially tax professionals who want a focused and time-conscious review tool. It is also well-suited to readers who do not want a sprawling tax treatise and instead need a study guide that tracks the exam structure, reinforces key rules with questions. And that makes it useful both for first-time candidates and for retakers who need to diagnose weak areas efficiently. Compared with many similar EA prep books, its distinction lies in the combination of clear organization, exam-style practice, and attention to representation and ethics, which are often the hardest areas to learn from basic tax references. The guide also appears tailored to busy learners, making it more accessible than heavier review texts. For readers who want a compact, exam-oriented path through tax law and IRS procedure, it offers a realistic and targeted preparation experience. If you would like to support Jordan Ellis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.